Welcome, everybody. It's Shir number 843, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, so last Shir we started talking about the interesting subject of if one made a shahakal, let's say, on something, so when do we say that it covers everything that's in front of you? In other words, the question is over here, if somebody made the wrong bracha, but the evet still good, do we say that it would cover that item? Or is there another way to work with it? Okay, so be it as it may, getting back to rice, we started talking about rice last share in the beginning. So if somebody has a plate of rice, have regular rice, in which case we spoke about many times, regular cooked rice, the Shulchan Aruch tells us you make a Baruminu Mizonos, the first bracha, and then the after bracha, one would make a Baruminu Fushes. Oh, so now the question is, brings down the Sefer Yitzhak Halacha, it's an interesting question. Let's say I mixed it up by mistake. Good, I made my Baruminu Mizonos on my rice, and I didn't know. I know whenever I make a Baruminu Mizonos, right? The Sefer Shana Halacha, actually, if I remember correctly, brings down the Mamash, that's the only time that you make a Baruminu Mizonos and you're making a Baruminu Fushes afterwards when you ate the right amount. We know in general, right? We've spoken about many times in general, somebody could eat a mizonos, like let's say cake, let's say like pie, and I only ate half a gazayas of the flour pot, right, of the crust, let's say. So in a regular apple pie, I make a mizonos. So I only ate a half a gazayas of the outside, the crust pot, right, and I ate half a gazayas of the apples inside. So, but I ate a whole gazayas b'chdei achilas pras on the 4 minutes, and then I make a baruminu fushes. Right. That's a separate issue. But we're talking about now simply a person ate the whole thing, right? So if I ate, let's say, cookies, and I ate, let's say, in conjunction with how the cookies were made, we spoke about the ingredients. I ate the right amount. I ate whatever. Sometimes you need 2 kazeis, and we spoke about depending on how much sugar and everything that's mixed in. So, but be it as it may, I don't want to get bogged down on that. Now, but somebody ate the right amount, and they have to make a al hamichya, let's say cookies, cake, fine. But when it comes to rice, I ate the right amount. I ate a kazayas of the rice under mechtei chilas pras under 4 minutes, right? So I have to make a baruminu fushes. But now the question is, I didn't realize it's mizonos. I thought that I make al hamichya, so I ate al hamichya and I hadn't mind the rice. That's all. Or somebody forgot. They knew the halacha and then they remembered mizonos. They just chapped themselves afterwards. So, is it good? In other words, if somebody made al hamichya by mistake, what do we do? Is it good b'di'evit? So it brings down the sefer Yitzhak Halacha. It's interesting. These the various different mistakes that come up in various different brachas, which we have to know how to work with them. So it brings down al. He brings it down in our Simon Resh Ches, which is of course talks about rice and many other different brachas. In Ois Chof Gimel does the Sefer Yitzhak Halacha. Al Oiriz Mevorich La'achar of Baruminu Nefoshes. After you eat a kazayas of rice, right? As long as you ate a kazayas of rice under 4 minute period, so then you make a Baruminu Nefoshes. But the Evid, so then he goes on to say, but the Evid, and again in Ois Chav Gimel, but the Evid, and Berech Al Amichya, Al Oireis Mevushal, on the rice, that uncooked rice, I slipped up. I made an Al Amichya. I had to mind the rice. When I made the Al Amichya, I didn't make an Al Amichya and something else. I had to mind the rice. I made Al Amichya. That's all I ate. Fine. What do I do now? Oish Ochal, So now he says, Oish Ochal Mina Mizonos. So I was eating cookies also. Good. I ate the rice, which is Mizonos. And I was eating cookies, let's say. Right, and which is also mizonos, but on the cookies I make al hamichya, right? If I ate the right amount, on the rice I make baruminu fushes, so I have to make 2 separate brachas, right? For vegam, so he says vegam oiriz. I was eating, let's say cookies or cake or whatever. Vegam oiriz uber, and I was also eating rice. Uberech al hamichya al hamizonos. Now I made. Bottom line is I made a al hamichya, whether it's on the rice separately or I made it on the cookies, and I had in mind. That's the point which we have to see. I had in mind also. So bedafka, the rice, the cookies, what I had to make an alamich. I also had to mind the rice, bedafka, it should all go on that. So what do we do? So it brings down is yotze b'di'eved. One would be yotze b'di'eved. Like b'di'eved, it's good. The bracha will be good. B'di'eved, which I do. I didn't realize that's the halacha, but I made it al hamichya instead of baruminu fushes. It would be good b'di'eved, gam al ha'oireis, even on the rice. So what's the reason for this? So he brings it down in the bottom. He brings from Shalas Shuvas, Lachas Katanis, the Birkei Yosef, and others. He even brings down as far as to say that the Ben Ish Chai wants to say, Shasavale Diyochel Lassis Kein Gam Lechatchila. One could even do a Lechatchila. Okay, in general, we don't do that. Obviously, we make a Baruminu Fushes. And the Kaf HaChaim actually brings it down like that also. So, but be it as it may, but at least for the Evet, somebody didn't realize it got stuck. They made the wrong bracha. It is still good. Okay, so what's the reason why? Because he says, Kevin the Oir is Mesid Soed, because of the fact that the rice is gives sustenance to a person. It's a fulfilling thing. So when we say Al Hamichya is also going on something that gives sustenance to a person, as opposed to things with which are a Berenefashes in general, like fruits. You can't sit and eat fruits all day, you're not going to have Koiches. But if somebody eats rice, you get energy from that, you get Koiches, it fills you up, and so on. In other words, the bottom line is rice is a fulfilling type of a food, which by somebody, it's sort of like bread. I mean, to an extent, bread is obviously a little bit different, but in that category whereby it's fulfilling, as opposed to what I'm trying to say is like somebody sits and eats candies all day, they're going to feel sick. Somebody just sits and eats fruits all day, they're not going to have koiches, they're not going to have energy from that. Right? It's something that fulfills you up and gives you sustenance. Okay, so therefore, Ala Michi B'di'eved would also count over there. Okay, so then he says further, he brings down from from various different poskims. Interesting that, but all this goes on the holds that dafka, like we said, emoya b'daita lifter gamma oires. This is only if this is all again found in Sefer Ois Halachas Ois Katan Chov Gimel in our Simin Resh Ches. It's important always to keep in mind where it's at. We could always look it up. B'cholz dafka emoya b'daita lifter gamma oires. This is only if the person they didn't know they had in mind to pot the rice, right? I had in mind alamichi should go on the rice. Let's say I had in the case where they did it for the rice, so they did it for the rice and they had in mind the rice. But if they did it for the cookies, and I had in mind the dafka, my rice also. Oh, avabalav hachi. But let's say I made ala michi on the cookies, right? Kevin the lechatchila berchase bernefashais. Right, since without this, the bracha is bar nefashis. In other words, let's say I made a stam bracha on the cookies, but I didn't have in mind the rice. I ate rice and I ate cookies. I ate rice and I ate cake. So I made alamichi on the cake. Finished. So now I have to make a bar nefashis. Aval b'lav hachi kevin the lechatchila berchose bar nefashis. Afal pisha ochal gam mina mezoinais. He says even though one also ate cookies or cake, right? Uberich lachar of mein gimel, and they made the alhamichi. Einar is niftar ubercha. That's me and Gimel. So you still have to make your Bar Nefashos, right? Ela b'varich lachra Bar Nefashos. You have to make a Bar Nefashos. In other words, the fact that you made good, even though we're going to say by rice, but the Eved, the person didn't realize they made Ala Michya on the rice, they had in mind the rice, fine. Okay, so you're good to go. But that's only if you dafka had in mind the rice. But if you made Ala Michya on something else, like we said, cookies, cake, or whatever, and you had rice also. You say, well, it's also mezona, so good, so it also counts. But when you made the alamichi, you only had in mind, you made a stam alamichi on the cake and cookies. You still have to make a bar nefashis. Al mevarich, that's what he says. Afal pisha ochal gam mina mezona, so berich lachrav mein gimel, anywhere is nifta berichas mein gimel. The rice would not the alamichi would not go on the rice. Al mevarich lachrav bar nefashis. One would still have to make a bar. Okay, we'll stop here. But the point is being, it's this whole concept is only whereby somebody b'dafka has in mind the rice, right? So, and like we spoke about last year, it's only where you have in mind b'chlal in general, like by a shahak or whatever. But if you just had stam in mind, whatever it should go on, which is the right thing, the cookies, cakes, and now you have to make a bar nefashos on the rice, of course, as long as you ate the right amount. Thank you for listening. Aslocha bracha kol tov.